The report by the investigator John Dowd revealed that Rose had bet regularly with bookmakers on a variety of sports, and though Rose vehemently denied it, baseball included. In August 1989, so we're talking, 35 years ago, he was banned from the game by Commissioner A. Bartlett Giamatti, and he was subsequently declared ineligible for election to the Baseball Hall of Fame, which would otherwise have been a certainty. One of the tawdrier episodes in baseball history and one of the most public, Rose's farewell news conference was televised nationally. It was also for Rose monumentally costly. Not only did he lose his livelihood, he subsequently spent several months in jail for evasion of taxes related to his gambling income, as well as his baseball memorabilia sales and autograph appearances. Parentheses. For Giamatti, a former president of Yale who had served as baseball commissioner for only 5 months, I forgot that it was such a short stint. The aftermath was far worse. A heavy smoker, he died at 51. A week after announcing his decision, the stress of the Rose case possibly contributing to the heart attack that killed him. I mean, that is drama. I just had forgot, just to bring you back to the context of when he was banned from baseball, and I forgot about Giamatti dying so soon after. Joe D'Ambrosio, the great Joe D'Ambrosio, joining us now on Brian and Company. Joe D, good morning. How are you?
Jack, how are you this morning?
I'm good. What are we preparing for? Are you doing the Hartford Athletic? Are you doing high school football? Are we doing UConn sports? What's next?
A love of your life, hockey. We've got opening night for the UConn men on Friday against Colgate. Randy Brochu, Adam Giardino, and I will have it on ESPN Plus. And a huge game with the Athletic Saturday, who have climbed into playoff contention. They host the team right in front of them in the standings, Loudoun, at 7 o'clock, and that's ESPN Plus and MyTV9.
I tried to go to the Louisville game. I couldn't make it. But just quickly, because I think it's anything in and around Hartford, is you got to go. And that the stadium's cool because there's no bad seats. What's been the key, just really quickly, like what's different with this team?
Management. Brendan Burke's an outstanding coach. They brought in good players. They have maybe as good a goalie as there is in the league in Henan Hibero. And in Mamadou Dieng, they have a guy who's going to do great things in the world of soccer.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, we want to talk. I want to do a little bit of Yankee stuff later, but just, it's probably one of the most highly hot taked stories ever. And you've been in sports radio forever. What is your take on the whole Pete Rose story?
You know, the original ban from the game, I understood, because gambling was not, baseball kept its distance from gambling. You put on a game now, Shaq, and you know this.
Yep.
You can't swing a dead cat and not get a gambling ad on Major League Baseball during a Major League game. Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, ESPN. It seems kind of bizarre to me. I guarantee you he didn't bet against his own team. It's sad, and I agree with all the stories, and you remember this, back in 89, was that the whole decision helped kill Bart Giamatti, who would have been a phenomenal commissioner because of his love of the game and his brilliance. But, I think Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I think enough time has gone. The fact that they didn't let the writers have the chance to vote for him, I think, is a bad look for Major League Baseball. But the guy could play. I mean, he made the All-Star team at five different positions.
Yeah. I'm curious, do you think it's an injustice that he wasn't allowed in while he was alive? Because, I mean, Matt's been sort of talking this morning, but like it's kind of brutal to let him in posthumously because it's,
absolutely,
one thing.
Yeah, I totally agree, Brian. I mean, it would have been nice if Rob Manfred or somebody else, Bowie Kuhn would never do it because he was a Giamatti disciple. But if somebody had said, hey, you've served your debt, welcome to the Hall. Because there's nobody who watched him play who doesn't think he was a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I didn't like the man, and I didn't like what he did in that All-Star game, but I know he was consistent.
Absolutely.
In his intensity. I get that, but whether you like him or not, it's immaterial. I mean, as everyone would say, Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame, and no one liked him. But, I think that it's tough when the betting is everywhere to watch it. But you do think he'll get in. You'll think they'll do something posthumously.
I think in one way or the other, he'll end up in the Hall of Fame. And as you say, since he's gone, it's kind of empty.
Yeah. Did you ever see him? I never saw him play.
No, well, I mean, I watched him on TV a million times.
Yeah.
I never saw him in person. And I totally agree with you on that 1970 thing with Ray Fosse. He ruined Fosse's career.
Yeah.
And it's an all-star game. I mean, come on. You know? I mean, and then he had the fight with Bud Harrelson in the 73 NLCS with the Mets. That was a little bit of a kerfluffle. But, hey, the guy could hit, and he loved the game. You could tell that.
Yeah. We're talking with Joe D'Ambrosio here on Brian & Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. Quickly on the Yankees, how do you feel about them? Do you think they can win it?
No, I don't think they can win it. I think the thing this year is everybody's flawed. Yeah. I think if they play Baltimore in the first round, in the division series, it'll be difficult. I think if it's Detroit, they'll only have to face Scooble once, so they should be able to get through that. But, you know, it's too inconsistent starting pitching. Rizzo's injury will help kill him. And, you know, it's a big put up or shut up time for Judge. He hasn't done much in the postseason. Stanton's been a much better postseason player. But I think it'll be fun. I think yesterday I watched that old Mets game. That might have been as good a baseball game as I've ever seen,
yeah.
other than Game 7, 2003 ALCS.
Or I was going to say Game 4 of 2004 ALCS.
Yeah, well, we have different perspectives, Jack.
I was at the Howard Johnson's behind Fenway waiting for the Sox to come home in 03, and it was not a fun evening for me, and I tore a contact lens and got yelled at for going on TV with glasses on. Anyway, that's a different story. It's true. It's true. My news director screamed at me, "Don't you ever change your look without clearing it with me."
Oh, my God.
You know why?
Because some stupid consultant told him that.
Yeah.
We could go on for hours about TV consultants.
Yeah. Or I just wasn't particularly good looking with glasses. Listen, UConn football, I don't know how much you're following them, but, I mean, the Current had that in the headline. They had Juggernaut. I mean, that was like, it's a little early for that. But if you look at something like the CBS sports rankings, they have them, like, above, like, UCLA and Houston and Mississippi State. I hope they make a bowl, but are they that good?
Well, I think it's a combination, Shaq, of they're better than they were. They've got a couple of playmakers, and the schedule's not exactly a gauntlet. You know, the story in the Current today, according to ESPN, they're favored to win the rest of their game.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I don't think they win at Syracuse. But if they go 9-3, I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe not, you know, maybe not a Big Ten or a SEC schedule, but, you know, hey, give them credit. It'll be interesting, but I went the other day, and they pretty much made Buffalo look like the Carolina Panthers.
That was a little dig at Matt. I like it. Joe, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you and have you on, and we appreciate your perspective.
Thanks,
on Pete Rose. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jack. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
All right, the great Joe D'Ambrosio joining us here on Brian & Company.